Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to Your Everyday Health here with Nurse T on Bashani App Radio. Today, I will be sharing information about COVID-19, also known as the coronavirus. Now, before I dive into that topic, let me share a little bit about who I am. My name is LaTanya. I am favorably known as Nurse T. I have been in the medical profession for 2 decades. Currently, I am an emergency department nurse. I'm on the front line of fighting this COVID-19 with many other warriors. I do have experience in a variety of settings, from surgical to hospice, from the jail cell to home health. So my experience in nursing is vast. I've been in leadership and I've been a floor nurse. I've sat on state boards that made state policies as it relates to healthcare. So I shared all of that information just to give, again, some insight into who I am and the credibility that I bring. Also, I am board certified. Okay, now back to our topic of today, coronavirus, aka COVID-19. So I want to share with you guys treatments, myths, how to prevent coronavirus, as well as the testing modalities. Now, first, let's start with the transmission of coronavirus. Now, I need you guys to pay close attention to how I tell you this virus is transmitted, because if you know how it's transmitted, then you're able to prevent transmission, which will reduce your risk of infections. Okay, so the coronavirus, number one way this virus is being transmitted is through saliva. And at first, I want to make sure that I let you guys know I want to speak as clear as possible, be as transparent, and I want to speak on a level where you can understand and digest this information that I give you guys and be able to regurgitate it to your loved ones. So with the coronavirus, again, it is transmitted, through saliva. And the virus has very small particles that is able to travel, that does travel in the saliva. So this is part of what the frenzy is about masks, about wearing masks, because it limits the amount of saliva that protrudes out of anyone's mouth, whether they're coughing, sneezing, laughing, even breathing. Yes, even breathing, saliva or moisture escapes out your mouth. So with wearing a mask, it limits. Now, the mask, especially the masks that are being worn today, they are not 100% effective, but they are able to reduce your risk. Now, for healthcare professionals, we're granted masks that are called N95 masks. These masks are guaranteed to prevent the N95 virus from being transmitted. However, these masks work, from my understanding, the woven filter inside of the mask prevents penetration of particles that are the smallest particles from permeating. So these N95 masks that you see healthcare workers in, they prevent the transmission of the coronavirus because the filters or the material in the mask is so tightly woven that it does not allow the coronavirus particles, again, that travels with saliva, to permeate. So, why is it important to practice hand hygiene if the coronavirus is transmitted through saliva? Well, it's important to practice hand hygiene because when someone coughs or sneezes, they put their hand over their mouth, I would say maybe 80% of the time. Now, there's a new teaching coming out, and I believe this teaching came out within the last 4 or 5 years, that when you cough, you're coughing in your elbow. However, most people continue to cough in their hands. And unfortunately, this virus is vicious. It is strong. It's powerful. This virus is able to live on inanimate objects. So that means the coronavirus is able to live on objects that do not even breathe, such as doorknobs, light switches, steering wheels of vehicles, locks on doors. Just imagine how many places the coronavirus could be sustained at. How about at the market? The gentleman coughs on his hands and then he stocks the shelf. Okay, so this is how, one of the ways, the other way that the coronavirus is spreading is through direct contact with an object with the virus. Again, it can be, the virus can rest on a desk. It can rest on a chair. And the virus has the ability to live for hours. So this is why it is important to practice hand hygiene. Even your home, sanitize it. Right now we're practicing social distancing. So hopefully you have minimized your guests at your home. But I urge that you think of your home as your private sanctuary and you sanitize it from top to bottom, because there can be a virus present especially if you've had guests over. Now, the next topic that I want to talk about is the testing for coronavirus. Now, there are, as time has passed by, the testing kits are adjusting. At first, there was testing where you would get the result in 5 to 7 days. However, now, testing for coronavirus is in a kit where you will get your results within 2 to 5 minutes. Now, what I do want you to know about the testing, some tests will determine if you have been exposed to the virus, and some tests will determine if you are currently infected with the virus. Now, the longer tests, the tests that take a couple days to process or a day to process, are the more accurate tests. These are the tests that have been FDA approved, and they are able to determine if you're currently infected with the virus, while our quick tests, and these quick tests are similar to the diabetic test where you prick your finger. Same concept. Now, those particular tests will give knowledge to if you have been exposed to the virus. Now, with the treatment that is available, I'm going to just be honest with you guys. Although there is no cure, there is a variety modalities of treatment. There's a host of treatments going on. And I know that right now, our news focus on the deaths, but you would be surprised to know how many people have recovered from this virus. Like I mentioned before, this virus is vicious, it's strong, it's powerful, but so are we. We are resilient. And there has been a lot more people who has overcome, who has survived this virus. And the one thing that you can do to make sure if you or your loved one become infected, to assure that you are a survivor, here's a couple things that you could do. You can boost your immune system. Right now, research is saying supplements help to boost your immune system. It helps to feed your cells, which will fight the coronavirus. There are supplements available, vitamin C. If you're smoking cigarettes, stop, because cigarettes impede the oxygen exchange that goes, that takes place at your cell, at the cellular level. And that's where the virus is. So it's important that you do things that boost your immune system. You practice good hygiene. And let me tell you, it's not just hand hygiene, okay? Because the virus has the ability to live on your skin. So it's important that you practice hand hygiene, grooming, you're washing your hair. The virus can sit on your hair. Yeah, how about that? That's just how strong this virus is. All right, well, my time is winding down. It was a pleasure sharing with you guys. Again, I am Nurse T. I'm the host of Everyday Health here on Bashani's radio app. And I enjoyed our time, and I'm looking forward to our next session. Have a great day.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked. Keep it locked. Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.